Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 18th of April, and as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. All right, and of course, if you're listening to this podcast for free, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for the free 2-week trial, marcustoday.com.au, and you can give us a go. You can receive our newsletter, of course, every day with lots of great ideas, and not only that, but education as well. Part of our mandate, part of our mantra, I guess, our reason to exist is that we like to educate our members about the market. And if you're just starting out, education, of course, is a wonderful thing. So I'd love to have you on board. And please, if you do come on board, use all the resources there that we have in terms of education. All right, well, let's go, as always at this time of day, to those wonderful scores on the doors. And I guess to some extent, the US market last night was coloured by the ASML result coming out of Holland. This, of course, is the lithograph printer of circuits for the semiconductor business. And unfortunately, that stock was down on the back of a somewhat tepid sales result there, obviously having some struggles with the sanctions on China. So that did infect the US tech space. We did have the Dow Jones falling 46 points, or 0.12%, 37,753. It had a high of 238 points up and a low of minus 187. The NASDAQ was down 1.15%, 182 points, 15,683. And the S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, as always, down 0.58%, 29 points, 5,022. It does look as if it wants to go below 5,000, doesn't it? The Russell 2000 down 20 points, or 0.99%. A red balloon, 1948 there, so that one has slipped below 2,000. The VIX Volatility Index coming off the boil again, down 1%, 18.21. Interestingly, we saw our SPY futures actually up 20 points, which goes against the grain a little bit. Mind you, we did see the market down 7 yesterday, so we are kind of watching and waiting, I guess, at the moment in terms of the market. I'm not sure what we're watching and waiting for. And maybe we're just in stunned silence mode after that 140-point drop the other day. But certainly, at the moment, we are relatively quiet and holding up at these lower levels, at least last night, on the SPY. So it really was in the US about those chip stocks. ASML said bookings fell 61% sequentially during the first quarter. The stock fell over 6%. And NVIDIA, on the back of that, was down 3.9%. AMD was down 5.8%. Qualcomm was off over 2%. ARM, which was trading nearly 12% lower. So that's certainly weighing on the market in the US. And this was the fourth consecutive losing day for the S&P 500. It's also the third straight session where stocks opened higher but faded as the day wore on. That's the Dow's seventh negative session out of the last eight. So that is certainly something to bear in mind as well. The other big move overnight was the oil price. Fell more than 3% last night. So that may be a sign that we've seen that peak in oil, the peak in the escalation, hopefully in the Middle East as well. But going back to 10-year yields, they eased back. Good for the market in theory. US 10 years down 8 basis points, 4.589. The 2 years backing off from that 5% down 5.1 basis points, 4.93. The Aussie 10-year backing off as well, 4.326. So that is going to be helpful for the market. The US dollar came off a little bit. Bitcoin came off another 4.1%. We are very close to the halving event. And if you don't know what that is, that is basically where the miners, the Bitcoin miners, have to work harder for mining of Bitcoin. There's only allowed to be 21 million Bitcoins in existence. So they do have a halving. So it makes it twice as hard for a Bitcoin miner to produce a Bitcoin. And that limits the supply, unlike the central banks, which can just get the John Ball printing kit out and away they go. So Bitcoin, 61,109. The Aussie dollar perking up a little bit, 64.34. US dollar index down 0.3%. European markets mildly positive, but mildly is the word. China was up 2.14% yesterday. Japan, though, slip sliding away. They have a problem with that higher US dollar, down 1.3%. And in US stocks, well, we've talked NVIDIA and AMD. Netflix down 0.6%. Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 1.1%. Tesla down 1.1%. We are pregnant with Tesla results. Elon Musk wants to vote himself, or wants the shareholders and the board to recommend that he gets a whole pile of new shares to make him even wealthier. Amazon down 1.1%. Alphabetti Spaghetti up 0.6%. Apple a day down 0.8%. Microsoft down 0.7%. US banks perked up. We had Bank of America up 1.6%. Wells Fargo up 1.4%. Goldman Sachs up 1.8%. Morgan Stanley up 1.1%. Commonwealth Bank up 0.9% overseas. So that is of interest to local investors. I did see a report on Bloomberg, and there's more on that in Henry's take, about the derisory amount of interest that checking accounts in the US pay, 0.01%. If you're a Chase relationship account, you get 0.02%. So naturally, a lot of people are moving to CDs and other instruments that are paying 5%. But the US banks have had it too good for too long in that respect, with that net interest margin being the money they have on deposit and they pay interest to, and the money they lend out to and they get interest from. So something to bear in mind there. Also overseas last night, ResMed fell 6%. There was a report out I saw from Eli Lilly talking about how their new wonder drug can really help with sleep apnea and other needs for a CPAP machine. Certainly feeding in back into that narrative on ResMed. Vita Health down 3.3% as well. Not much shaking in European banks. Barclays up 0.8% and Deutsche and UBS up around 0.5%. Looking at commodities, well, oil got shellacked last night, down 3%, $2.73 in Brent crude, back below $90, $87.40. WTI down $2.57, down at 3% as well, $83.60. That is good for inflation, though. Gold fell $22, or 0.9% to $23.61. A little bit of slippage there. Platinum down 1.8%. And we did see silver slightly higher, 0.5%. But in LME, or as it's now been rechristened, the MME, the Moscow Metal Exchange, we had copper up 1.4%, nickel up 3.2%, aluminium up 1.2%, zinc up 2.7%, lead up 0.3%. Look out, Renison and MLX up 3%. So that was a big move, and a really big move in the iron ore price. That was up 5%. On Dalian iron ore futures yesterday. We certainly didn't see that in the likes of BHP, Rio and Fortescue yesterday. Lithium also better. Uranium settling around $90 at the moment. Looking at the resource stocks overseas, we have BHP in ADR terms, that's American Depository Receipts, 2.6% higher. Rio 1.7% higher. We have Glencore up 1.3%, Freeport up 0.8%, Vale up 1.1%, Arcadium up a massive 0.3%. Barrick Gold up 1.1%. That was after a big 5% fall yesterday on a quarterly report, which did disappoint. Newmont 1.2% higher. Sigma Lithium down 1.3%. And the oil companies remarkably stayed pretty firm. Shell up 0.4%, the best of the bunch. Turning to macro news coming out of the US as well, we did see Joe Biden tripling the tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminium. Denies a trade war. Now, that has been good for Alcoa. The share price of Alcoa was better last night. It will be good for AWC here, Alumina, which, of course, is under a takeover from Alcoa as well. So that will certainly help AWC today. All right, and news coming out locally. Transurban says workday travel climbed 1.9% on Sydney roads in the March quarter versus 2023. Climbed also. Total group traffic was up 0.9%. although Brisbane slipped 1.1 there. Challenger says profits at the upper end of guidance. So they have total assets under management climbing 6% to $124 billion in the March quarter. It also upgraded its guidance for normalised net profit before tax to finish at the upper end of the range, $555 to $605 million. So probably a relatively good day in store there for Challenger. Today, of course, we do get the jobs number out in Sydney. Unemployment is expected to pick back up to 3.9% from 3.7%. They have got estimates as high as 4.2%. So there is a bit of a divergence there. 11:30, the big drop on those unemployment numbers. And of course, a big drop in employment, or rather a big rise in unemployment, could see the RBA on notice that maybe they will need to cut slightly. All right, another local news. We have Australian Ethical. Lots of ads on the telly for them at the moment. Dolphins, etc. Australian Ethical Investment reports funds under management, $10.33 billion versus $9.67 billion. Total net flows of $137 million were reported. Not exactly great. Emerald Resources out as well. Reports gold exploration results continue at Emerald Projects, at North Laverton Gold Project. Significant results include 11 metres, 16.25 grams of gold from 208 metres, and included 2 metres of 77.75 grams a tonne of gold. So a little bit of interest there. A little bit more on those Transurban numbers. Melbourne transactions, average daily traffic up 1.6. Brisbane up only 1.1. North America up 4.9%. Premium numbers out this morning for funds under administration. Q3, 53.27. A quarter ago, it was 48.27. So, again, heading in the right direction. MMA, which is not mixed martial arts, but is MRM, or MMA Offshore, provides a trading update guiding to FY24 EBIT underlying EBITDA 136 to 142, which is up on previous estimates. So that is good. Of course, MRM currently under takeover. Mount Gibson out this morning has reported Q3 iron ore sales of 0.7 million wet metric tons. A year ago, it was the same. It's guiding to high-grade iron ore sales of 3.8 to 4.2 million wet metric tons reaffirmed. Lots of reaffirming going on. Phoenix Resources has reported iron ore shipments for the third quarter, 415,903 wet metric tons. It's got $88 million in cash. We've got Bellevue Gold out as well with their gold production too. And we see them with 37,338 ounces, maintains guidance. Wow, it's almost like the old word challenging environment, but now we have maintains guidance or reaffirms guidance. AIC Mines, which we did talk about on the call yesterday on AusBiz. It's reported Q3 LOE's copper production, 3,066 tonnes at an all-in sustaining cost of $5.18 Aussie a pound. Guidance was 3,000 to 3,200 tonnes. Outlook is on track to exceed its full-year production target. We did like A1M or AIC Mines yesterday on the programme. SRG Global has been awarded multiple contracts in transport. We also have Rio, a bit of an update there from their production numbers. Some of the analysts making some commentary. Jefferies, copper production significantly below expectations due to conveyor failure at Kennecott. Maintains a buy. RBC maintains a sector perform, reports slightly weaker than expected. UBS maintains neutral. JP Morgan has maintained overweight, as I have. Identifies Q1 copper production as a major shortfall. Barrenjoey has maintained overweight. Target price there lowered to $1.30. We also had some broker roundups on Evolution. Macquarie downgrades and raises its target to $4.10 from $3.80. Downgrades it to neutral from outperform. I suspect that's because it's rallied too hard. Barrenjoey maintains underweight. Target $3.10. Jefferies maintains buy, target raised there to $4.90 from $4.30. He's been sipping the Kool-Aid. CLSA has downgraded to underperform from buy, target raised there to $4.30 from $3.75. And JP Morgan downgrades to neutral from overweight, target lowered to $4.10 there. And in news which is hardly a shock, I have to say, in Drone Shield, yesterday they had a massive, massive run on the back of that NATO news coming out. I did sell some at $1.05 in the small cap portfolio, a little early. But as luck would have it, Drone Shield is now looking for $75 million in a placement from Bell Potter and Shaw at 80 cents. So there we go. Stock runs, placement, 80 cents. They're also doing very kindly for shareholders an SPP worth $5 million. So you're getting a really good short end of the stick there, shareholders. So I'm looking a little better in my sale at $1.05. If I was actually doing this for real, with real money, I'd be on the phone to Bell Potter and Shaw this morning, leveraging my wonderful relationship with those two brokers and trying to get as much stock as I could at 80 cents. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. Currently, we've got NASDAQ futures and Dow futures both positive, and we've got commodities up, especially in the iron ore space. So we may get a little bit of positivity creeping into our market. But as always, may the trading gods be with you. I'll be back again this afternoon with the end of day report. Don't forget, if you're not part of our wonderful community, MarcusToday.com. What are you waiting for?